Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Friday, March 17th. You know I love the tournament, but oh boy, was it a great day one. Now, individual bets went well for me. I basically watched as much of the tournament as I could. Individual bets went well. The Calcutta, we'll talk about later. Arizona letting me down, hope letting me and my group down. But I thought before we dove into the tournament, and there really was no significant NFL news, a couple minor signings, nothing on the Aaron Rodgers front. And it appears that it could drag out for a while. I sure as hell hope that's not the case. But before we dive into sports stuff, need to welcome back Rob G to the podcast. He calls himself a super producer, and he was probably producing too much because, my goodness, he's been on the he's just coming off the DL. I don't know if it's the IR, maybe the short-term IR, short-term DL, whatever it's called. But Rob G is back. Rob, we are just beyond thrilled to have you back. We missed you for talking about Jimmy G going to your Raiders. I know how geeked you are about that, losing Darren Waller, your guy. But first of all, I mean, I don't know how much you want to talk about the eye injury. Go ahead. Your call.
Well, it didn't feel like the short-term IR. Let me tell you that one. I mean, it basically, from beginning to end, was like 3.5 weeks. Ooh. And even still, I'm not totally out of it, you know, because... So what it started was I had a infection in my left eye, and it got really swollen, and it was like 80% closed, right? So
I did see that, by the way. He showed up on one podcast. Yeah. I was like, bro, you get battered by a boxing ring, dude. It
and
bad.
So, you know, I'm basically doing everything with one eye, with my right eye, my good eye, and straining it, but it's all I could do, the only one that's really open. So as is the case with infections, it was especially a viral infection with what I had, it moved from the left eye to the right eye, which is normal. However, me straining my eye that much, coupled with the infection, led to me getting a scratched cornea. Mm. So even after I cleared the infection and I was cool on that front, my eye couldn't see at all, like, because the cornea is jacked up. So I'm putting all these different drops, all this different ointment, burning, you know, couldn't see. It's terrible, right? And every time I go to see the doctor, they're like, are you sure you don't wear glasses? Because your vision is that of like a 70-year-old man with glaucoma right now. Like that's what you're looking like. And even now, you know, the scratch cornea is healing, which is good. What they have on me is I got to tell you, I see now why baseball players use steroids, because this stuff is phenomenal. Between that and the ointment, it's great. Vision is still not 100% back. They said it's going to take a couple of weeks for, you know, the fogginess to drift away. I can see you good here on Zoom, but as far as like your name on the side quarter panel is, you know, look, I see a J. That's all I see.
So were you struggling to watch UCLA's point total, or did you just know we got this in the bag? It's all good.
The thing is, when I'm watching games now, is I can see the games happening. So I see UCLA doing work like I expected. Just don't ask me to read the score book at the bottom of the corner of the TV. That's the only thing.
Now, it's good to have you back. I mean, I don't know if you're going to have to watch fewer college hoops action. Listen, the first day was not amazing. Early on, it was incredible. West Virginia, Maryland went down to the wire. Virginia with one of the worst melts you'll see against Furman. But like the night slate, like it just wasn't amazing. It didn't feel like one of those iconic days. I don't know. What were your overall, like A was like, oh my gosh, this is memorable. I'll never forget this. And F was total dud. It felt like, Rob, I don't know, like a C+ kind of day.
Yeah, I think that seems fair, especially because, you know, there was really only two upsets today. You know, if you think about it, it was the Furman over Virginia,
yep,
which anybody who watched the ending of that game, it was the most college basketball, you know, youth league. You know, I'm sure, your kids' leagues probably know better than in the last few seconds. Don't just throw the ball up for grabs and let the other team intercept it.
Here's the worst part. Kihei Clark is a 23-year-old, like, super senior. He's been around forever.
Right.
He won the title with them. I think he was on that team that lost to UMBC. I don't know if he played. But, like, you're up by four with 13 seconds left and you lose the game. That should never happen. He gets trapped in the corner. And then they have a timeout, like awareness. And where's the coach to jump in with the timeout? Throw it off the guy's leg, do something. He chucks it up like a grenade.
Right.
And I don't, the announcers were making it sound, Rob, like he thought he could throw it the length of the court from corner to corner. I mean, he's like a 5'9 point guard, like off
and he's trapped.
Trapped.
Yeah. Even if he's standing there by himself, the chance of him throwing it end line to end line is not high.
There was even video. I don't know if you saw this on the gram, but one of the Furman players were like, he just threw the ball up.
He just
like,
threw it up.
I can't believe that happened.
Right.
And of course, they get it to a kid who bangs a three and it is bedlam. And Virginia goes down. Not a big one. Now, listen, Rob, I will say this. I saw a lot of, I don't know if the word is hate is correct, but a lot of bashing Virginia. Like, oh my gosh, look at how bad these guys have been recently in the NCAA tournament. Lost in the first round this year, lost in the first round last year, won the national title, lost in the first round to UMBC. And people are like, oh gosh, that is brutal. I'm like, hold up. At least 95% of college basketball, 90%, wouldn't they take that? Maybe 90, over 95. You win a title, you got a title. You know, you can't take that away. The first round losses stink, but listen, this is what Virginia does. They play slow down offense. They don't shoot the three. I think they attempted like 11 threes in the game. Curry attempts that by himself in a game. Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, the P1 listeners to this pod will know that the Virginia, the last couple of years you just mentioned, that is almost nose for nose what the Los Angeles Lakers have done in the LeBron James era.
Oh.
It's missed playoffs, out in the first round, may not make the playoffs, but championship. Like
That's good.
Virginia and the Lakers are one in the same.
And you know what, Laker fans, I think they're happy. Now, listen, I will confess. I woke up this morning. I have not even looked at NBA scores, so we won't even mention the NBA, except for one topic Rob sent me. Maybe we'll get that in later. But like for me, this is like all college basketball. I was locked in the second I got home from the lot in the show watching. I did have to go to my kids' open house at the school. And of course, the Wi-Fi, not good. So I'm having to text. I need score updates every 5 minutes, you know, from certain people. And you know, then I had to drive to pick up my kids from a couple of sports after school activities. But with the phone, I can literally watch the game and play it in my car. So I'm hearing it. I'm not watching while I'm driving. But I'll say this, Rob. I mentioned the Calcutta. I'm not supposed to really talk about them on the podcast because there's, you know, significant money at stake and people don't want like anybody snooping around and wondering, you know, like, I don't know. I'm just going to say this. So I didn't do the local Calcutta. I'm not going to get into the reasons why. I had the offer. I could have done it. I just didn't after, you know, basically looking at the teams that they were interested in. And I'm a small pot guy on that one. So I have like no say, which is fine. But I'm not going to do it if I don't really have that much of a say in the teams. So there was another one that's, you know, significant pot. I think the pot was like 255 last year. And now, listen, it's not, it's weird because like a lot of the teams will get payouts and it's structured. I'm not going to go way into the weeds, but basically, for instance, you pay $10,000 for a team. If they win two games, you probably get your money back. If they win three, you probably make a little. Now, if they go beyond that, huge. So you want to find value. And, you know, we had some numbers guys, Preston Johnson, who comes on the podcast. He was in our group and he's crunching numbers and he's got models and all this stuff. And it's funny because after UCLA lost to Arizona, Rob, I know you saw that in the Pac-12 tournament.
Yep.
I even said, like, I don't like this Arizona team. I just think they don't have any good wings. They're not athletic. Their guards are spotty. Their bigs are good. But I don't know, man. But the numbers come back that they were undervalued in their region. They had like a not a cupcake region, but like Missouri, Utah State would not be a formidable opponent. Baylor might be in trouble. Creighton, eh. So Arizona made some sense. So we got them for $12,400.
Oh, jeez.
And they're up 55-50 with like 4 minutes left. And I you could feel the energy in that building through the TV screen. I'm like, this is not going well. I start looking at the free throw shooting. I'm like, our guys suck. And then Princeton just claws back 55-52, 55-53. And then, you know, they're falling behind. I'm like, it's over. They didn't go to number 10. They had this damn kid, Ramey. I shouldn't say damn. He's a college kid. He just total hero ball the final 8 minutes as the offense bogged down. And it just was ugly. And I was frustrated. But you know what? It's not over. We could still make money on this tournament. Just things have to break our way, Rob. I don't know. This whole like nobody west of the Rockies has won a title since Arizona in 97. Like there's a reason for that. The basketball out here is just they look soft. Now UCLA did not look soft and we'll see how Gonzaga does today, but you know, some of these,
it's hard to say stuff like that when UCLA and Gonzaga have been making Final Fours, you know, several.
That's fair. Gonzaga kind of got punked by Baylor, but I see your point and they got pushed around by Arkansas. As for Arizona, like that was just a bed shitting of epic proportions, disappointing loss.
And obviously that's the one that busted everyone's bracket, right? You know, I think right. I saw on, ESPN's Twitter late on Thursday, it was something like 0.006% of their brackets that were left on ESPN that have already was remaining as perfect. So, you know, like that was the one that obviously did it. And as shocking as it was, to see after the fact, I think I'm with you that as you're watching the game, you could feel it happening. Like it wasn't the end result wasn't all that, you know, out of the, you know, extraordinary because you could feel that it was going down. Like it wasn't like a buzzer beater, like the Furman thing.
Furman
it
was, one was crazy.
You felt it coming. But even after the game was over and you see all the breaking news and, you know, ESPN does it on their FS1, does it on their ticker and everything like that, CBS Sports. And then you see later, it says this is the third year in a row that a two is beaten to 15. So you're like, oh, well, it's really not that big of a deal anymore because this kind of thing happens now.
It's crazy. We talked to this Fran Fraschilla about this. I think we talked to Lisk about this. Even Thomas Casale Thursday. Guys, the twos over 15s are happening. It's just a thing. Now, it's weird because we went through the twos and we didn't even really touch on Princeton. You know, it's not a great Princeton team. Arizona just played awful down the stretch. Teams get tight. Listen, Tennessee got a little tight. The number two overall seed, Houston, looked awful and barely escaped the Northern Kentucky, whoever they are. I think it's something to do with Vikings or Norsemen because, you know, there was some weird, funnily dressed people in that one. And I'll say, this is a shocker, Rob. Alabama's the number one overall seed. Their best player, arguably the best player in the tournament, Brandon Miller, probably the number two pick. He might have skipped past Scoot Henderson. He did not even make a shot, and Alabama won. Didn't make one basket. So this is going to be a crazy tournament. Now, usually if the first day is not bonkers, the second day will get a little nutty. I'm reluctant to go overboard and say, hey, all this batshit stuff is going to happen. But I would, if I'm like a Marquette, I got to be on alert. And I do wonder, Rob, if you're a number, you know, a high seed, Purdue, which hasn't played yet, you're Marquette, you are, who's the three? Gonzaga, you haven't played yet. Your coach has now ammo for his guys. You guys think this is an effing joke? Arizona just won the Pac-12 tournament and lost to Princeton. Okay. Virginia went to, did they go to the ACC final? I think they did. They went out and lost to Furman. And here's the scary thing. A team that not a lot of people talked about, but I gassed up on this podcast. I have them in my brackets, bracket check contests. Duke, Rob, did you see how much money they took? Oral Roberts. I had so many people telling me, oh, dude, money pouring in on Oral Roberts. Down 8, down to 7.5, 7. They closed, Duke did, only 6-point favorites.
Wow.
They never led by less than double digits after the first like 4 minutes. I think they started 14-0, and they just overwhelmed Oral Roberts. It like was never remotely close. So I think a lot of professional gamblers probably took a bath. I was slightly down if you don't count the Calcutta. Of course, I'm not going to count it because you don't settle up until the end.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm not going to get into too much into today's matchups because we've broken them down the last few days, but I do want to ask you real quick. Here are some Saturday matchups. Now, this is how brutal it is for the tournament. Are you ready for the opening game Saturday? Usually, it is between a team that's in a marquee market on the East Coast because it starts at 12:10 p.m. Eastern time. Okay. The opening matchup Saturday is Furman and San Diego State.
Oh, geez.
That is devastating. Like, usually it's like, oh, that's appointment viewing. And that's a standalone game, Rob. Standalone. Now, I assume they thought, okay, Virginia wins. They open their, you know, not a huge market, but they're in D.C. I'm sorry, not a huge, like, team in terms of pleasure watching. But Virginia's kind of a big deal. ACC country, 4C. They won a title recently. Like, that's a standalone game, man. That's absolutely brutal. Now, the second game is Duke and Tennessee, which should be really freaking good. Tennessee did not look great, but they have the bigs to hang with Duke. I'll go out on a limb right now. I already bet Arkansas getting 4 against Kansas, Rob.
That's the one I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, Kansas didn't look good. And Arkansas, now they didn't close strong, but they got the run and jump athletes. They got a couple first-round picks. That's going to be good, and I think I'm probably going to take them on the money line as well. Auburn against Houston. Now, I know everybody's going to say, oh, Houston looked terrible. It's less about how bad they looked. It's that Sasser got hurt. Their second best player kind of got hurt. They both finished, but the coach mentioned the injuries. The biggest aspect, Rob, this game is being played in Birmingham. Auburn had a distinct home court advantage against Iowa. And if you don't think people said, whoa, whoa, we're playing Houston, the number one seed, and they're not going to drive to Birmingham. That's not a hike. Okay. I think this is going to be a crazy scene, and I would not be shocked at all if Houston lost outright to Auburn. Now, I didn't have that in any of my brackets. I had Iowa winning probably 60-40 over Auburn. But what do you think, Rob? You feeling that Auburn over Houston?
You know what? I mean, my bracket doesn't look great, you know, off day one. A lot of people's doesn't. And I think I'm like at 70% through day one, which is not good if you want to actually win some of these contests, right? We have a big one over at Fox Sports Radio. I'm trying to cash in on that one. But I didn't realize that Auburn and Iowa was played that close to Auburn's campus when I filled out my bracket. Had I known that, I would have definitely picked Auburn. And that's just my fault for not reading, you know, the lines like that, like I should have. And that kind of stuff matters in a big way in college sports. You know, Houston, you know, you mentioned their top two players being injured, and that's obviously the biggest thing. But in college, home court advantage is like, you know, people think because the NBA, because it's in these playoff series, you know, the Warriors, I think, have won a road playoff game in something like 25 straight series. Like, it happens all the time. Boston goes on the road and beats Milwaukee in game six, where, you know, Tatum has like 45 or something. Like, this is a regular thing. In college basketball, especially, because the crowds are so much smaller, they're right on top of you. A lot of these kids, they're just not emotionally mature enough yet to handle hostile environments. And that's fine because they're 18, 19, 20 years old. And so Houston, even though I believe they are the better team, clearly the injuries are a big factor, but they're going to be basically playing a road game.
Yeah.
And that's something you really got to consider. I mean, I think look at the early lines right now. I don't know what you have, but I see.
Yeah, I was trying
Houston
to look.
-5.5. I'm really leaning taking the points in Auburn in that one.
It's not only that. So I mentioned San Diego State Furman. San Diego State's a West Coast team. You know, it'll be their body clock 9 a.m. for that tip off. File that away. But Houston Auburn in Birmingham at 7:10 p.m. I just looked at the distance, an hour and a half from the Auburn campus to Birmingham. I would assume it's going to be 80-20 Auburn fans.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be hostile. I think you got to consider 5.5 and the money line. And listen, I'm not saying Auburn's good by any stretch, but Houston didn't bring their A game. They're dinged up, and it's essentially a road game. I don't know if you guys remember the South Carolina run to the Final Four. They had some okay players. I think one guy made the league. They took down a Duke team with Jason Tatum, Luke Kennard, and they had like the same deal. It was a 10-2, I think. And, you know, the game was played like close to the South Carolina campus, and it was a rowdy crowd, and Duke just got wrecked. So that this is a massive game changer. I did not see that coming, Rob. No other games really jump out Saturday. You know, I know you probably want to bounce back off the DL and take the wife out. The Saturday night game is going to be Northwestern UCLA 8:40 tip off.
Oh,
so
we
that
got
could
that.
You got to get to an early dinner. I think UCLA probably will win. Northwestern's feisty. But I don't know if they're feisty enough. All right. Outside of the tournament, we haven't talked to you since Garoppolo, so I need your thoughts. I mean, is this a playoff team? Are you thrilled? I mean, are you moderately happy? They added Jacoby Myers, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
That's a great pickup.
My answer to all of your questions is no. I'm not excited. I'm not moderately excited. This is not a playoff team. Jimmy Garoppolo is not the answer. I don't want to beat a dead horse. We've talked about this a lot. I don't understand how Josh McDaniels can inherit a playoff team after having all of that chaos with that roster. The John Gruden emails, maybe he's racist, maybe he's misogynist, maybe he's just an asshole, whatever. Damon Arnett, first round cornerback, kicked off the team for going John Morant, pointing. He originated the John Morant gun on social media thing. Like, that was him first. Right. And he got kicked off the team because he was threatening somebody on IG. Henry Ruggs, their best receiver, kills somebody.
Mm.
Right. You know, all these different things. None of their first round draft picks are the first three round guys, except for Josh Jacobs was even on the roster or something like that. Like, it was really bad. They have interim coach. They make the playoffs, and they actually put a scare into the Cincinnati Bengals. So you take that team with all that chaos. They were still able to band together and do something. You add, for my money, the best receiver in football, Devontae Adams, and who what had been a top five production-wise pass rusher over the last few years, Chandler Jones.
Yeah.
And suddenly everybody takes a step back. And zero accountability from the head coach, zero accountability from the front office because they came in as a tandem deal. And instead, what you're seeing is they're basically tearing the team down. They're trying to, they're doing exactly what every single other coach from the Belichick coaching tree has done. They're trying to instill the Patriot way, bring in familiar faces. It started last year when they brought in the running back. This, and then Chandler Jones has a familiarity as well. Then it moves on this year. Now you got Jimmy G, Jacoby Myers, and they're just trying to build Patriots West. There's a reason why Josh McDaniels and the Raiders were listed in the NFLPA player poll as being one of the teams that runs their players into the ground.
All right. Well, hold on. Hold on. First of all, they kept Josh Jacobs, right? They're
not going to re-sign him. He's on the franchise tag.
They got the franchise tag. Yeah, they franchise tagged him.
How many guys are happy on the franchise tag?
Kept Hunter Renfro. Offensive line's not terrible.
Not good.
The defense has a lot of question marks, but I don't see why you're disappointed with Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, clearly Carr did not work out. He did not have a good season at all. And it doesn't seem like McDaniels liked him.
Well, here's the thing. Like, people are saying, oh, well, I think Jimmy G's an upgrade. Like, I talked to Eddie House, friend of the podcast, talked to him on Thursday. He's a big Raider fan, so we chop it up from now and again. And he's really excited about Jimmy G. And if I had more time to talk to him, what I would have told him is, if Jimmy G is that good, why did he get half the money that Derek Carr got?
Okay.
Doesn't make any sense, right? Jimmy G is a limited, mediocre quarterback who always gets hurt. If he couldn't carry, like, I'm not saying he's carried, but in San Francisco, he was winning as a game manager.
Okay.
He is not going to have the opportunity
to be
a game manager with the Raiders because the team's not good enough. The rest of the team's not good enough.
How about this? If he doesn't make mistakes, you know, Derek Carr had probably one of his worst seasons. A lot of bad interceptions, a lot of bad reads. You know, this team had a lot of one-win losses, if memory serves. I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but I think they lost like six or seven games by one score.
And they blew 17-plus points.
And they did that. They kept blowing halftime leads at like an alarming rate, which is scary. Obviously, McDaniels is not going to want that pinned on him. I think what he's trying to do is say, listen, this is just a quarterback problem. We were close. I'll get us over the hump. Is that possible? I don't know. They've got to do a lot to get the defense better. I know they traded away Waller, but if they don't sign Foster Moreau, it's Foster or Fabian?
Foster Moreau.
Fabian Moreau, I think, is a defensive back somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. If they don't keep Foster Moreau, they're in trouble because right now you can't go into the season with Jesper Horsted as their honestly on the depth chart. I don't know who that is. And the backup is Cole Fotheringham, whoever those guys are. Now, here's a good thing. They have what number pick do they have? Is it 11?
Number seven.
Seven. Well, listen, you could get a tight end at seven. You could trade back and get more picks, which I think is the move. Would you want Jalen Carter if he falls to seven? Because he's been going through some stuff. The Georgia defensive tackle, who was thought to be maybe the top player in the draft. Like, he's gained weight. He had that off court issue. He's got some problems. Now, I think he personally falls out of the top 10. We'll see. We're still, you know, a month and change away from the draft. But it's not trending well for him right now. Would you want to take a flyer on him as like a depressed asset who's falling? Or is that no. We've had enough risky first round picks. We got to keep it safe here and get an instant contributor who I don't have to worry about every time I go to sleep at night.
I would lean with the latter only because, and this was the downfall of the Gruden-Mayock marriage, they drafted horribly in the first three rounds.
Right.
Like, I think the only guy that they got who's a legitimate NFL player is Josh Jacobs. All the other guys washed out or got cut or whatever, like Alex Leatherwood, Cleveland Furl, Jonathan Abrams, you know, all those guys. They did really well in the back end with Hunter Renfro, Max Crosby, but in the top three, they were terrible. So if this new Patriots West is going to work, it's going to be because they draft well. It's not going to be because of these Jimmy G acquisition. I like Jacoby Myers. I think he's a good player, but I don't think he's like a difference maker type receiver.
He went from being the one in New England, and now he's opposite Devontae Adams. So he's going to be facing a lot of number two cornerbacks. I think that's a huge upgrade for him.
For him, absolutely. Yeah. He's a fine receiver. He, you know, I just don't know if he's like, oh man, you see, we got Jacoby Myers. Like that's
it. Now it's interesting. Under Mayock, Alabama players were drafted significantly early.
And Clemson. Yeah.
Alabama. Yeah. Though it seems like there was some kind of love affair. So in 2019, they drafted 3 Clemson players, an Alabama guy in the second round. And then in 2020, the Henry Ruggs ill-fated year, 2 Clemson guys and Henry Ruggs in the first round. And then in 2021, no Clemson guys, but Alabama's Alex Leatherwood to open. And that has not panned out. If you look at the stats, ooh, it's very bleak. Even the safety out of TCU, Trevor Morig, did he even do much?
No, I mean, he was billed coming out as the top deep safety in the draft. And then you watch him play and it's like, what tape were they watching?
One interception. Well, right. Again, college tape in the Big 12. Exactly. Yikes. So not that thrilled about Garoppolo. I mean, you're thinking there's a case to make the playoffs or no shot whatsoever?
I mean, the AFC is a juggernaut. So if they played in the NFC, maybe I feel better about it. But the AFC is loaded.
Rob, I can't get over this. Remember, 2021, the number one seeds were the Green Bay Packers and the Tennessee Titans. Both of them missed the playoffs the following year. One had Aaron Rodgers. The other had, I guess, can I say Derrick Henry, or is that just embarrassing?
it's like disrespectful to Ryan Tannehill.
Well, it is. But so things happen. Listen, I don't see who was the number one seed, by the way? Was it Chiefs? It was Chiefs.
This year, it was the Chiefs.
Oh, there was that weird incident with the Buffalo Bills player and the Monday Night Football game.
Yeah, it was that coin flip thing, but it was the Chiefs and the Eagles were the one seeds.
I don't see the Eagles totally cratering. I mean, they're going to make the playoffs, obviously, in the NFC, but yeah, it's tough. Short of a massive injury to a Burrow or a Mahomes or a Herbert, I think those three are locks. I would say Jacksonville's a lock.
Don't
to win
say
their
Herbert's
division.
A lock.
No. Okay, fine. By the way, we can wrap up on this Austin Eckler situation.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
He just wanted his deal early, right?
Right.
Yeah. So there's no chance he holds out next season. I can't imagine that he would. But listen, he knows his usage rate is through the roof. And all you need is one injury. And they'll probably end up franchise tagging him after next year, right?
I would assume so. Like, right. This whole situation is weird because it's like they gave him permission to seek a trade knowing that he's going to want a new deal afterwards, right? And this is a similar situation with what you got going with Lamar Jackson. Is people love the player. Like, you love Lamar Jackson. You love Austin Ekeler. They're both fantastic players. The problem is Lamar Jackson wants a fully guaranteed deal, which NFL teams don't want to do. The problem with Austin Ekeler is he's a small running back. Yeah. Nobody is going to be giving up premium draft assets and paying top dollar for a small running back with miles on him.
Wait, I didn't even realize this. He's been in the league for longer than I thought.
Yeah. I mean, he was a backup for a long time, got his shot, paid off in a big way. He's a really good player. But it's like, how many teams, especially nowadays, where the running back has been depreciating in value year by year, is going to say, yeah, let me give up a third round pick and then make him the second highest paid running back in football? I just don't see that happening.
Well, he turns 28 in May. And we know that right around 30, the running backs allegedly are cooked. But if you take a flyer on him, I mean, he's going to want like a 3-year deal with big money. Listen, if you've got money to spend and you've got a quarterback on the rookie deal, I don't hate picking this guy up because he's kind of a receiver in that he comes out of the backfield. And last season, he had 107 catches. I'm assuming that led all running backs. Year before, 70. This guy delivers. You know, if I'm not paying my quarterback yet, like if I'm Jacksonville, why are you not jumping on Austin Ekeler? You don't have to pay Trevor Lawrence. He's only been in the league for 2 years.
Well, they have a really good running back in Jacksonville.
Who, Travis Etienne?
Yeah, he's really good.
I mean,
that makes sense from a fit standpoint, even though I don't think they have the money to do it, would be Buffalo.
How are they affording him?
Yeah, I don't think they have the money.
Because Allen got paid. So ETN, first round pick, missed the entire rookie season. He's only played 1 year. I don't think he's even in the same class. I mean, he's a solid player.
But he's on a rookie deal. He's cheap. He's really, now because they have Lawrence and him on rookie deals, they're able to overspend on the wide receiving core, which they did with Christian Kirk. And then Zay Jones, they just brought in Calvin Ridley. The defense, they're going to start, you know, they paid big money for some of the guys on the back end. So I don't see any team really investing big money in a running back moving forward. I think the Ezekiel Elliott situation, who just got cut this week, really scared a lot of teams off.
So if you think about the offensive coordinator, he's from Dallas. And what did he do? He basically split Zeke and Tony Pollard, two-back system. I don't know how Ekeler would feel about that. Is he going to like that or not really? Because it means his touches are down and now he's going into a contract year. This is a tough one. I personally like him. I think more than others might have a fantasy influence. but I'm just telling you, this guy is so vital to this offense because when the offensive line was decimated last year, I felt like there were so many dump offs to Ekeler. He's just making chicken soup out of chicken shit all the time. Like he's Herbert under pressure. Let me just dump it off. And then Ekeler makes a play, makes people miss. I don't know, guys. I mean, again, I'm not breaking the bank for Ekeler, but I'm definitely keeping the guy happy and maybe working in a little more of who's the young running back they have. Josh Kelly. Now he's often hurt. They have Isaiah Spiller's a young kid, but they like reworked the deals of Allen and Mike Williams. So they're like set on the outside. You got to assume that Corey Lindsey will be healthy and Rashawn Slater. Offensive line was good until it fell apart. Like, I think this is a Super Bowl contending team. I know you refuse to believe that. We'll see if JC Jackson's even back for the beginning of the season after that gruesome injury. I like Chargers. You take Ekeler off that team, I think it is a significant downgrade. Like Zeke off the Cowboys, I don't think does anything. Saquon Barkley, you can't take him off the Giants. They desperately need him since they have nothing else. I think the Chicago Bears, didn't they move on from Montgomery?
They did. He's with Detroit now, I think.
Right. So these running backs are interchangeable. Jamal Williams, I think, led the NFL in touchdowns.
Yeah.
And the Lions are just like, all right, peace out, bro. So the Bears are going to trot out Khalil Herbert, Dante Foreman, who I think he backed up McCaffrey at some point.
Yeah, he was actually a fantasy savior for a lot of teams there down the stretch with Carolina because he had a couple of games where he had like 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. like in a row back to back. So I know he got one of my teams through some rough patches for sure.
So if you're Detroit, you got DeAndre Swift, David Montgomery, Craig Reynolds. I don't think it makes sense. I'll wrap up on this. This is the only take I have really on Lamar Jackson because there's been nothing, no chatter, no anything, which is odd, or on brand for him since he doesn't have an agent. Could the Colts grab Lamar Jackson? They have the fourth pick. They're not going to get one of the two best quarterbacks, right? I don't like. Maybe you stay put for CJ Stroud and you're terrible again, but then you're going to be drafting at the top of the draft, and you just wasted a first round pick on Stroud. I don't know. They picked up Gardner Minshew. Matt Ryan's gone. Jonathan Taylor, not paying him. Your receivers are Pittman. You're not paying him, and a couple nobodies. Offensive line is eh. The defense isn't there. Like, they have a chance to be one of the worst teams in the league, or they could go out and go after Lamar Jackson. What's the argument against bringing Lamar Jackson into the turf in Lucas Oil playing in the AFC South?
I only have one, and that is, if I'm going to have to give up two picks and pay him, I'm not giving up a number four overall pick. The only way that those two picks plus contract makes sense is if you're a team picking in the back half of the draft. For me, from my perspective, I can't imagine giving up the number four pick and another first.
So a lot of people, I think, believe if somebody made a move on Lamar and they had like the 26th pick and then next year's first round, the Ravens would just match it and sign him, right?
Right.
Maybe they don't match if they get the number four pick because they might see a quarterback they like. So maybe that is actually enticing to Baltimore. And if you're the Colts, like, listen, since Andrew Luck left, you see how tough it's been to find a quarterback? I mean, we always joke about the Dolphins. I joke about my Jets. They're now willing to be held hostage by Aaron Rodgers for a 1 or 2 year rental. You know, Colts had a really good run with Peyton Manning. They had a solid playoff run with Andrew Luck. Now you're looking at being in the wasteland until you are awful in drafting at the top of the draft. So I don't know, Rob. I think if I'm the Colts, I have to consider Lamar. Sounds like you wouldn't do it. I mean, if not the Colts, then who?
That's the problem.
And then he holds out, right?
The market is really dried up. I don't know which teams are really need a quarterback that can't draft one.
Yeah, and then like you try Atlanta, to tell Lamar.
You know, I don't know why Atlanta hasn't gotten in the mix.
Lamar, you've got to play for $7 million less than Daniel Jones this season. Maybe Lamar just sits out. He's 26. He's still in his prime. I mean, Deshaun Watson did sit out that one season. I think essentially he had to miss two seasons, right?
Yeah, well, he missed one full season and then like 10 games. And, yeah.
So, you know, you could make an argument. Lamar just says, screw it, I'm sitting out. And then they're like, all right, well, we're not going to tag him again. And then what? It's about to get ugly in Baltimore because I don't think Lamar wants to be there. So we'll see what happens, but it's early. Next week, we have a really good guest lined up on the NFL front. And obviously, enjoy the games this weekend. I'll be putting some bets on social media. Rob, get that eye healthy. We'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.